Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you very much for joining us. I just want to reflect one more day on the tragedy with the three young Israeli teens who were kidnapped and killed. We were discussing yesterday the striking tone of national unity in the aftermath of the kidnapping, and I was suggesting that the part of the reason there was such unity was we connected on a very human level, and maybe there's something to learn from that. So I want to explain, in a little more striking way, what I mean. Imagine if on a given day we have something very difficult happen to us. Heaven forbid we get a phone call and a loved one is very ill. Heaven forbid one loses one's job. Whatever the example is. And we see someone later in the day and we're gruff with them. We don't smile at them. We shout at them. We do something inappropriate, whatever it is. So we would hope that they would give us the benefit of the doubt. If they know that we've been going through this, we would certainly expect them to give us a little more leeway than they normally would. And even if they don't know, we would expect that if they know us in general to be a good, decent person, they would give us at least the benefit of the doubt that maybe something was going on that was not to their knowledge and that explained why we acted in an abnormal manner. It's very real. It's very human. It's very real for each and every one of us. Imagine if we looked at each other that way. I think I'm speaking for the vast majority of whoever is listening here. We don't. We don't look at each other that way. We keep running mental notebooks of how people have wronged us. At least many of us do. And we build impressions of people. We met a person and they weren't dressed a certain way. We met a person and they didn't look us in the eye. This builds a whole perspective that we have that colors our relationship with them from then on. And that's just part of our nature. Imagine if when we interacted with others, we would reflect just a little bit more. I want to share a personal experience that I had. It's very simple, and I think it carries with it a great lesson. I was once working with a lay leader in the community, and he had to have some uncomfortable conversations with a few different people. And he called me up. He said, "I have a favor to ask you." I said, "Okay." He said, "You know, I need to have an uncomfortable conversation with person A, person B, person C, person D, and person E. I want to know, is there any special sensitivity I should have when talking to them?" He did not want to know any deep, dark secrets. Wasn't asking. I certainly wouldn't have given them. But he said, "Listen, you know, you're a rabbi in the community. It's your job to sort of know what's going on with people in the community. You probably keep track of things more than I do. Maybe there's something that is publicly known or that I should be aware of, that if I would know that, I would relate to a person differently." What a beautiful sensitivity. What a beautiful... Is there anyone who's listening today who can't relate to that? How many of us do that? I don't mean that we should try to find all the gossip on anyone before we have a conversation with them. But to just be a little bit aware of people. There are so many times that there are people that we are aware of issues in their lives. Issues in the lives of their loved ones. And we say the most thoughtless things. Why is that? It's not because we're cruel. It's not because we're callous. It's because it's not important enough to us to really think about that person, to really think about that person's needs, to really think about that person's pain. That's just part of treating each other like people. Treating each other like human beings. The famous pasuk in the Torah, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha," you should love your fellow like yourself. It doesn't say love your fellow. It says, love your fellow like yourself. Famously, the Ramban discusses, is it even possible to truly love another person like oneself? Probably not. But just do for others what you would want for yourself. You would want people to have sensitivity for you. Have sensitivity for them. This is the period of the 3 weeks. This is a time where we talk so much about sinas chinam and baseless hatred and increasing unity within Klal Yisrael. I think this is a very specific aspect of our interpersonal relations, that if we're moved by this, we could at least bring some additional positive to this terrible, terrible, terrible negative of the great unity that came about through this terrible tragedy. If I could just add, we've been focusing on the killing of those three Israeli boys and their tragedy. That is not to say for a moment that the terrible, senseless killing of the Arab boy soon after the three Israelis' dead bodies were found, that is not to say that that wasn't an absolute tragedy in its own right and a terrible Chilul Hashem in its own right. I just feel that as Jews, we have to hold our ethics and morality for all humanity, Jew and non-Jew alike. But when there's a tragedy for another Jew, it's even more emotionally painful. But certainly, the killing of the Arab young boy is in its own right a terrible tragedy that we mourn and we as a nation feel terrible shame for. Thanks for joining us. We'll begin discussing the 3 weeks tomorrow.